Ladies and gentlemen, oh, is that on? Where's the, hello? Does that work? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, that works. Can everybody hear me at the back? Let's just check that's fine. Okay. Apologise for being a bit late, but we've got a packed program, but I'm sure we'll be able to catch up as we go along. Welcome to the Royal Aeronautical Society. I just want to go through a few domestics. The toilets, those of you who managed to find them, are actually downstairs in a sort of a pokey corridor that you have to navigate through. But there is a disabled one just upstairs. Mobile phones, can you just pop them to silent, unless you want to be really embarrassed? We will be having coffee and tea at 10:20 or probably 10:30 now, hopefully. Okay, what I'd like to do is just first hand over Rail Safety and Standards Board. Who is co-chairing this day with myself. So.
Okay, thanks, Kerry. I just wanted to welcome you all here today, both on behalf of the Royal Aeronautical Society and RSSB. We've got a very exciting and busy programme. We're going to try and keep to time, and we'll certainly have a question session at the end of the day. I think it's really going to be a fantastic opportunity to share good practice from a range of industries, and obviously today we have rail, aviation, marine and health all represented, and I really hope we're going to learn about some practical applications of how to integrate human factors training within sort of the technical operational skills bigger training programme. So I hope we get a lot out of it. I welcome your questions at the end of the day, and with no further ado, over to Kerry to start proceedings.
Okay, thank you very much, Anne. What I'd like to do first is to just give out some thanks, because they often tend to be missed, and on this occasion, I think they are certainly due. This conference was really put together extremely well by the efforts and enthusiasm of Rick Haybrook, aided by Roger Luckins, Kate Bonsall, and John Barnett. And I think I'd like to thank them sincerely for putting that effort into it. I'd also like to thank Bain Simmons, who will be providing the refreshments at coffee time, and also Ashgate, who will have a stand available for you. And there's Rick himself, so he missed the thanks. Round of applause for Rick while we're... Okay. Okay, one of the things I just want to add to Anne's comments about the value of this program, human factors in aviation has been tickling on for a while, but I think we can also learn from other industries such as rail, marine, and the health service, because they will bring a different slant and different experiences to the issue. My own experience of working in the rail industry is that they are extremely professional and in many cases very advanced when it comes to safety and standards. And they have a lot to offer us, certainly in aviation. So I think there's going to be a great sharing of knowledge. A couple of things I'd like to ask you to think about. In fact, more than that, I almost encourage you to take the opportunity to come downstairs after you've had a quick bite to eat at lunchtime and listen to Colin Budenberg, who has an extraordinarily interesting talk on eye tracking. And what's happened is that through the device that he will explain to you, they are able to see exactly what pilots are looking at and what they're doing in the cockpit. And it's throwing up an enormous amount of information which can be used for training and various other activities. And I think that reads across to all the industries. So I encourage you to come down after you've had a bite to eat. It'll be half an hour down here during the lunch break and listen to Colin, who is always an entertaining speaker as well. Right, on with the proceedings. The first person that I'd like to introduce to you, I know it's cliche, but needs no introduction, but I think in this case is absolutely true. I almost say if anybody hasn't heard of Jim Reason, they shouldn't be here, but you know, I'll bounce through the bio anyway for those who may have forgotten. Jim is Professor of Psychology at University of Manchester from 77 to 2001. He's written thousands of books and has spoken at thousands of conferences and really is considered, certainly in the UK, the father, if that's not too insulting, of the whole subject of human factors. And it is absolutely a privilege and a delight that he's able to come here today, because I know that he very rarely gives these days, having you're actually not retired, are you? Or retired, to come to conference. So we're very pleased to have him on board. So without much further ado, I'll hand you over to Jim.